Praise be Jesus and Mary. So today we celebrate Palm Sunday or Passion Sunday. It marks the beginning of the most sacred time of the liturgical year, Holy Week. You know, the final week of our Lord's earthly life, which would be consummated with his passion, death, and resurrection. We began today's liturgy with the procession, with palm branches in our hand. In this way, too, we, as I mentioned earlier, we wanted to be present for Christ's triumphant procession into the holy city of Jerusalem as he humbly rode on a donkey, thus fulfilling the ancient prophecy in the Old Testament from Zechariah chapter 9. Rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king shall come to you. A just Savior is he, meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. Furthermore, we united ourselves in spirit to the crowds, as I encouraged you to do. You know, the crowds, and we with them, welcomed the king and Messiah, exclaiming, Hosanna. Hosanna comes from the Hebrew words Hoshiana, meaning save now, or save, we beseech you. And with confidence, then we exclaimed, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Words that we repeat at every holy sacrifice of the Mass, at the Sanctus, just before the Eucharistic prayer. Unlike many in the crowds that day when Jesus processed into Jerusalem, we do not want to turn on our Lord Jesus, to change our enthusiastic welcome into a cold and bitter, say, rejection. How different the cries, St. Bernard comments. Away with him, away with him, crucify him. And then, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And he continues, how different the cries are that now are calling him King of Israel. And then in a few days' time, we'll be saying, we have no king but Caesar. What a contrast between the green branches and the cross, between the flowers and the thorns. Before, they were offering their own clothes for him to walk upon, and so soon afterwards, they are stripping him of his and casting lots upon them. How great a contrast. And yet, every time we sin, in some way, to some degree or another, we too reject our Lord. That contrast of enthusiasm and then of rejection. We add our voices to the crowds. Away with him, crucify him. We contribute to Christ's sufferings during his passion, especially during his grueling agony on the cross for 3 hours. Our sins have contributed to that agony. Thankfully, our Lord is infinitely merciful, and he came to not condemn us, but to save us, and is therefore quick to forgive us, as he did to the repentant thief and to all those who came to him throughout all the ages with humble and contrite hearts. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Dear brothers and sisters, everything that is commemorated during this Holy Week centers our attention on the marvelous truth of the redemption, of our being bought back, saved from a life of sin, slavery, misery, and hell to a life of grace, holiness, freedom, and joy, that begins here on earth and is perfected and lasts eternally in heaven. That each and every one of us could make our own those beautiful words of St. Paul in his letter to the Galatians. I have been crucified with Christ, yet I live no longer I, but Christ lives in me. And so far as I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who has loved me and has given himself up for me. During this Holy Week, let us enter deeply into the mystery of our redemption, meditating on the passion of Christ, whether that be through praying the mysteries of the rosary, the sorrowful mysteries, or the rosary of the seven sorrows of Our Lady, the stations of the cross, the chaplet of the Divine Mercy, prayerfully reading the Passion narratives from the Gospels as we listened to and participated in, or from some other good spiritual book, especially written by the saints, their own reflections on Christ's Passion, by watching the film, perhaps as we do maybe every year, The Passion of the Christ. You could watch it over and over again if you please, or simply by gazing upon a realistic crucifix, you know, one that shows really the blood that flowed forth freely and abundantly from our Lord's wounds that covered his entire body. Yeah, read the book of the crucifix, and from that we can learn every spiritual lesson that we absolutely need to learn, the lesson of God's love for us, which is a lesson of love unto suffering, unto death, and death on a cross. And let us do all this, you know, with Our Lady, united with her. Let us accompany her to Calvary, and once there, stand with her firmly, strongly, gazing upon our Lord in his sufferings, and with Our Lady, be unwavering in faith, hope, and charity. As we pray, Our Lady, co-redemptrix, and Mother of Sorrows, pray for us.
Fructum ventris tui.